This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio, another Town Hall Academy. I'm here at Napa now, celebrating the 100 years of Napa. I'm having just way too much fun. I've got a very important episode for you, and I want you to stick around. We're going to talk about SDMO. Hey, did you know that Napa Trax has on-site training plus six-day-a-week support? Well, it all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find Napa Trax on the web at napatrax.com. Ready to optimize with today's class? Boy, listen to an episode we did with David Boies. Great program. Roll out a training plan for your automotive shop. In just 5 minutes daily, boost knowledge, retention, and improve team performance. Start seeing results today. Join your peers at todaysclass.com. Hey, welcome back. This is going to be an episode that will have an effect on you, your life, people you know, and it's called Slow Down, Move Over, SDMO. We're going to talk about it in here in a minute. With me is Dawn Ray, Manager of Automotive Preferred Supplier Programs at AAA. Dawn began her career at AAA in 1990 in the Traffic Safety Department. And for 25 years, she's helped shape AAA's Preferred Supplier Program. And she is our SDMO expert. Lauren Briggs is here from Auto Care Sales and Marketing Director at Napa. Lauren's career is fueled by a lot of purpose. She works with women in auto care. And I'm not sure when the episode's coming out, but the brand new WIN, or Woman in Napa. Damn it, it's so exciting. I love it. I'm excited. Ryan Ouellette is here. He's a resident of Canton, Georgia, and an employee of Genuine Parts GPC, headquartered in Atlanta, Napa. He currently serves as the AAA Strategic Account Manager. AAA is a really important part of Napa Auto Care. Man, it is huge. And to describe how huge it is, Donnie and Christy Hudson are here from Troy Auto Care. This is a bio I want to read a little bit about. Donnie and Christy, the powerhouse duo. Did you write that?
No.
Who wrote that? But it's true. The powerhouse duo behind Troy Auto Care, a Napa Gold Certified multi-shop business in Troy, Michigan. Three thriving locations and a major roadside service operation handling 70,000 calls annually with 34 AAA trucks, right?
Yes.
Wow. Both are passionate advocates for the Napa Auto Care Apprentice Program and the Right to Repair Act, investing heavily in technician training and the future of independent repair of our industry. They also lead the Detroit Napa BDG. You are the anointed king of the BDGs. Every time in Buffalo, we always talk about, just do it the way Donnie does. We always say that. We always do.
We're proud of our.
And Donnie's president, Christy's secretary. They foster a ton of collaboration among all the shop owners, do tons of stuff in the community. Beyond the business, the Hudsons are deeply involved in local charity, schools, and city events, including their annual Family Appreciation Day. You raise thousands for the Believe in Miracles Foundation. Their motto is, we're all big, one, happy family. And as an Italian, I like that. So this is too important to ignore. I hope you share this podcast episode with all your team members, with all the friends. This episode is, yeah, it's for us. And it's for our industry. And it's got a strong message. But we can save lives. It doesn't cross the boundaries of being in the independent industry. This is about saving lives. What's SDMO, Dawn?
So SDMO is Slow Down, Move Over. There are laws in all 50 states that require drivers to slow down and, if possible, move over a lane when seeing a disabled vehicle on the side of the road. Now, the states do vary as far as what type of vehicles, but for the most part, you're talking about the emergency road service providers, emergency responders, maintenance fleets, etc.
I heard today, we were talking to some friends about doing this episode, and somebody from Ohio said, it doesn't matter what color flashing light in Ohio, you gotta pull over. It's the law. I'm from New York. I don't know what the law is completely, and maybe someone here knows. Is it any flashing light, or is it only blue and red? Anybody know?
I don't know exactly what the law states, but okay. I think one responsible thing that we can all do is make that decision that we're just going to do it regardless of any situation.
Absolutely. So knowing we're coming here, we've done our discovery call with this team to prepare for this episode, and we were driving home, and I can't remember exactly where on the road, but we saw Move Over, Slow Down come up on the New York State roads in the digital. I have to tell you something. You know those digital billboards that are out there? What can we do about getting that message on there 24/7? Okay, yeah, there's a storm. There's some bad things going on. But most of the time, those digital signboards, they're blank. They don't do a thing. They should be saying slow down, move over perpetually. So if you know anybody within the sound of my voice that could do something about this, please share this episode because we're pleading for you. All of our legislators or how about all the Department of Transportation who probably control those signs, right, Lauren?
Absolutely, yes. So between them and what we're doing with NAPA and AAA, just anyone who can share any information, even if it's with your family members, to say, hey, slow down, move over. It actually is a law. Google it.
The other thing is those signs really work, right? So AAA has done a bunch of studies that Don could probably talk to us a little bit more on. But I believe people are 95% more likely to slow down and move over when they see the message in front of them.
Our AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, they did some research on this particular issue as far as the incidents that are happening on the side of the road. And what they found with those message boards, which often are mounted on road service vehicles and any type of maintenance vehicle that may be doing roadside work, you're right, Ryan, 95% effective. So if motorists see those, they will slow down and move over.
It's the constant message that I think we need to have. Donnie, you guys here at this table doing this episode have the most at risk of any shop owner that I know with 34 vehicles. And I know you're out there doing all kinds of training. You go around the country training people on how to be aware as a driver of a vehicle. And I know AAA does it. But you've got some interesting stories.
Stuff does happen, but it doesn't have to. It right. doesn't have to on many, many levels. The awareness campaign and also training. We are very heavily focused on training. Being a firefighter, I train all the time. There's a difference, as we were talking about earlier, about educating and training. Yeah. Training is repetitive motions.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very pleased because there was no training network or no training program for tow truck services. I mean, our shop runs 70,000 AAA calls a year. That's 70,000 roadside exposures. We were talking a little bit about the average is 60. The average is 60 first responders die on the roadside each year. And a lot of that is contributed to distracted driving. I mean, it's all quite, but not, I mean, simply slow down, move over is going to help reduce that. There shouldn't be no lives lost. And 94.7 of those are those officers, firefighters, medics, road construction workers, and our tow truck drivers that are outside the vehicle when they're struck and killed. I take that one step further with my team. So first responders always got trained in roadside safety because we're always out working on roadside crash accidents, stuff like that. But there's not a program designed for roadside safety. I developed this a few years ago, and I have gone around the country teaching it. And the simple message that all my drivers know is if you get anything out of this class, never take your eyes off of traffic. When you get complacency kills. That's huge. Just the other day, we were heading to the airport. And there's a tow truck driver on the side of the road hooking up a car. It was dark at night. His lights were flashing. We were in the center lane, and I was probably at 55, 58 miles an hour, all black, no high vis. I mean, these are things that we have to take some responsibility. Shop owners as hell. It helps us out. It's the initiative of AAA behind it, and I'm so thankful that the NAPA Auto Care team has joined forces with AAA to get that word out, get that message out, slow down, move over. We need to do that so our family makes it back home after their shift. I pray to the Lord every day that they happen. After their shift, please bring them home. Because that's 70,000 exposures on these roadways.
So first of all, Donnie and Christy, we thank you for being part of the AAA Service Provider Network. And you are just such a gold role model for others in the training that you provide. We do have AAA clubs that also are doing training. When you talk about 70,000 events a year that you handle, when we look at AAA as a whole, there are millions of road service calls events every single year. Safety is in AAA's DNA, and so this is such an important initiative to us to be part of.
Donnie, I couldn't help but listen to you intently and to talk about training. And what I found out about an incident that you had the camera showing that one of your guys barely, God bless him, he's still here because of the proper training. And when I was listening to you talk about that, and I was thinking of the training that you were providing for your people, if I was a tow truck driver and I was on the road, it's no different than an athlete that knows where to shift this weight, where the muscles got to work, that if they are hearing, whew, they're hearing these vehicles go by, maybe what we say, and again, this is probably what you do, but my thought was, how could I remember to always look left or right or front or back before I move one of my feet? Oh, I know why. I hear a car. I hear road number. There's something going on in an active laneway, if you will, that prompts me to stop before I move and think. Is that how you teach?
That's exactly how we teach. Wow. That's exactly how I teach. When you see that video, you will see that just before he stepped into that traffic, he took a quick glance to the left and took five steps back, and that car went up the bed and rolled. And then you also see the driver get his composure, then run and pull the driver out of the vehicle. Complacency is a big one, but if it's important to the owner of the establishment, it'll be important to the drivers. We have a safety training every month, because I never, ever, if it's important to me, it'll be important to them. We never want them to get complacent in safety. Our goal is for them to service our members, our AAA members, and go home to their families. And if I fail as a business owner of not communicating that message to my drivers, then I'm a failure totally.
That's a huge point, everyone. It's muscle memory,
totally.
Really, because we can lose it, which is why athletes train all the time if they're at the top of their game. So in this monthly training, all 34, or is it quarterly training? How do you get all everyone through your training every month?
Because we schedule training 2 days a month. It's on Thursdays and Fridays. We have four different training schedules because we've got 127 employees. So we have to set it up in class and shifts so we're not overlapping and not leaving our roadside uncovered for our members that need service. So we break it up in shifts.
Is this repetitive?
Absolutely. Every month.
I love it. Jim Sennett was in here just a little bit ago. He said we lost one last week. Is that right, Don?
That is. About every other week, a roadside service provider is being killed roadside.
It's so tough to think about that because it can be prevented. And prevention comes from two ways. Training, the awareness of that person in the vehicle. But it's us. It's us millions of people that are on the roadways, maybe not paying attention. Maybe listening to the radio, maybe daydreaming about something else, maybe talking to someone in the back seat, and I shall go on and on, staring at my big, beautiful LED dashboard. I mean, and think of all the safety features that we have. Oh, let's talk about calibrating the vehicle to be sure that lane keep makes it work and all. We had this discussion earlier about emerging technology and how we could ignore the fact that calibrations are so important and they will continue to be more and more important. And we're not doing 100% of the job when we actually have to get into the vehicle and make changes to get that vehicle doing what it was born to do. So, I mean, we could go on and talk about this. Ryan, as far as the integrations with NAPA and how hard and heavy NAPA is behind this, tell us about it.
We really started getting into it last year when we did our first campaign after probably a nearly decade-long campaign supporting Intrepid Fallen Heroes. And this is really important to NAPA. We know it's really important to the service providers. We know it's important to AAA, but it's really important to the industry and just everybody as a whole. And so when we thought about what we can go through and do to make a difference moving forward, this is a no-brainer,
yeah.
Right? We've gone through and been to the Wall of the Fallen ceremony at the International Tow Museum in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And once you go through and see that and experience it, and you're with the families that are going through for being recognized in losing a loved one in this spot, to everybody's point, who went to work one day and didn't come home, just basically going through and doing their job, it really tugs on your heartstrings to say, what can I do different? Right. And so that's where Lauren and her team really came in on kind of the marketing and execution side. We said, what can we do different And Lauren really took it and ran. I'm going to let Lauren tell you a little bit about what she did, because the execution, what she put together, and the results were absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. So, Lauren?
Unbelievable stuff. I remember Tracy and I got our SDMO shirts. It really tugged at our heartstrings to realize that what an initiative to get behind. Tell us how it all came about.
Yeah, so Ryan came to me and was telling me about the Slow Down Move Over campaign to what he just mentioned. Intrepid had just ended. Intrepid, we were able to help them finalize their final spirit center and raise over $13 million for them, but it was mission accomplished. So we had to find our next mission.
Yeah.
And Ryan started telling me about Slow Down Move Over, and I had never heard any of this. It truly is amazing how much information is not out there, despite how hard AAA and everybody who is involved with this have worked to get it out there. It needs to get out more. And so it immediately tugged at my heartstrings. It's like, absolutely, this is something I can help with. I had experience in running the t-shirt campaigns with Intrepid. So I just basically copy and pasted what I did for Intrepid for Slow Down Move Over. We made sure our entire headquarters team ordered shirts. All of headquarters employees were able to order shirts, auto care centers, our DC personnel. And then we made AAA shirts as well for the AAA teams. And we were able to raise $100,000 in year one for Slow Down Move Over.
Amazing.
Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NapaTrax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Strengthen your shop's entire team with today's class. Everyone from technicians to service advisors can access impactful training on their phones in just 5 minutes a day. Opt for solo sessions or ignite friendly competition, challenging team members to climb the leaderboard for the highest score. Our effective daily training ensures measurable progress, helping you develop your team. Train smarter, not harder, with today's class and transform your shop and your people. Start seeing results today at todaysclass.com.
The next question that I have, will this be an ongoing, is it going on in 25 now?
Yes, we've actually just finalized the shirt design. We are, as soon as we get back from Vegas, we are going to start the website build. The bones are already built because we do some other charitable campaigns as well. So the bones are there. It's just updating everything and then getting everything over to the AAA team for them to put it out to all of their members, all of their AAA providers and their clubs that they have so that they can also help get the word out to everybody. It's going to be right around $20 a shirt. And that includes a donation.
That's break even.
Yes.
Whoa.
It's a donation where you get something back. So you're making the donation.
No, I got it.
Sure. You get to break back.
What are we using the monies for?
So a couple different things. There's some contributions that'll go to the Survivor Fund, so the families of those who have lost loved ones in the line of duty, as well as AAA has partnered with a company called Haas Alert, and they have this technology called Safety Cloud, which will alert motorists before you, about 30 seconds before you get to a scene of, you know, an incident, and alert them to slow down and move over. So this is actually going to help fund where clubs, all of our AAA clubs, will be able to participate in this alert system that's going to be integrated with our dispatch system, so that these alerts will go out when we've got our roadside providers out on the roadside.
I love the whole concept of Safety Cloud. And I have an older vehicle. I have a 12-year-old vehicle, and it'll come up and it'll say, warning, danger ahead, snow, there's a blizzard. And again, I don't know if it's Cell, if it's Sirius XM. I don't know how that's working.
Well, actually, it's a couple different avenues. Haas has a relationship with Stellantis, so vehicles like Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Alfa Romeo, in those infotainment systems, the alerts will come up. They also have a relationship with Waze and Apple Maps, and I know they're talking to the other OEMs, they're talking to Google, so I think these alerts are going to be shown. It's coming up on almost every vehicle at some point.
So I'm going to be a technical geek here because I want to know how this works, okay? And I think it's important. If we see an SDMO or slow down move over come up, is it coming from the police? Is it coming from another driver that's engaged into saying, hey, there's something going on here? Will AAA trucks have some kind of button to press to GPS up to the cloud?
The integration takes place with our dispatch. It'll actually happen through that. So when a call is dispatched to a service provider and then they get on the road at the scene, and Donnie, you may be able to explain this better as being a provider, then the alert will go out.
Will they press a button and say, hey, I'm here, and it'll do a GPS up to the map and tell people coming up?
How the app works now, Carm, is as the driver's approaching, gets on scene, the dispatch software that AAA, that we use for AAA, automatically marks us on location.
Got it.
Once we're marked on location, it'll send that signal out.
Okay. I'm sorry. Think about the power of that. Think about how many millions of calls a year?
30 million.
Think about 30 million messages in the face of our drivers seeing slow down, move over ahead. We're ingraining this cause into people and using technology for all the right reasons.
Right.
Oof. See, and that's where we need the money. That's where we need the shirts from. We got to keep this thing going.
Well, the other thing we would like to see is more of those message boards on the road, on the tow trucks, on the light service vehicles.
Ah, do you have any kind of digital? I mean, you guys put up any kind of arrows or signs?
I do not. That is one thing that we do not have.
Yeah, but you still have a lot of lighting.
We have a lot of lighting. We also have in reflective tape that logo, slow down, move over, in our back windows, smaller trucks.
But that's lighting. That signage is very expensive. So that's one of the issues that we have to do better about with this fundraising, is getting the funds for these trucks, because it does help. It draws the attention to say, okay, I need to pay attention. I need to slow down. I need to move over, do what I can to keep them safe. But it does come at a high price.
That's a great reason to have a fundraiser like this. We see messages all the time. If you're driving buzzed, you're breaking the law. We see this stuff. Why aren't they saying slow down, move over?
Right.
I've seen it once in my lifetime. Once. I'm lecturing someone, aren't I? And I don't mean to. Oh, this is great. I love the fact that NAPA is stepping to the plate and doing this. You found probably one of the greatest causes besides all the other stuff that you've done. And Donnie, you're the best spokesman of anybody to help lead this campaign. Is he going to help lead it in any way? Are you going to get out and talk to all these AAAs around the country?
Well, actually, the very first message after we did our little interview is I took it back to my BDG group. I says, we need to work on this. We need to support the SDMO. And we need to message out to your customers. We were talking about, Christy can maybe elaborate a little bit on that. She's designing a campaign with a website and maybe a flyer or a QR scanner at each shop and put out your invoices so they can, just another awareness. So it's always in their faces. Like I said, if it's important to you, it'll be important to them.
Christy, Donnie is such a great spokesman. When he has to go out and travel the country every week, do you miss him?
No, I'm usually with him. So
that's the perfect answer, by the way. I love that answer. Good for you.
Communication is key in all aspects of everything we do. With our drivers, communication's key. That muscle memory, every email we send out, every time we see them, the last thing they see before they go on the road is never turn your back on traffic. Everybody goes home today. It's as simple as the emails they read every day, the signs they see in our dispatch center. But moreover than that, our guys know. So our guys will be on the road. We train them a million ways. One of the things they do is we call stop and block. It doesn't matter if they're loaded with a car or not. If they see another emergency provider of any type on the side of the road,
I love that.
And they don't look well protected, even if it's a police officer, they'll pull behind them, turn their lights on, and wait.
Wow.
And they just sit there. Police obviously know what's going on, right?
And a lot of times they'll come up or they'll call us and say, hey, your driver stopped. I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate it. It was bad roads. And now in our area, I can't speak for the whole country. It's kind of caught on with all the other tow companies. We're all still family. We're not competitors. We're all family. There's plenty of calls. We know that. But to see drive by one of our trucks and see another company behind us blocking, it's a pretty good thing. And our guys will actually do it. We tell them not to when they're not at work. They'll be like, yeah, I stopped a block. I'm like, but you're in your personal vehicle. You can't do that.
Yeah.
But no, communication's key. If you think back a few years ago and you said the word right to repair, nobody knew what it was.
Right.
Everybody had heard it. But it wasn't until everyone got behind it and really started pushing and getting the word out and sharing it with the public and the community and making it something. Now you say it to someone and everybody knows. So I think that's what we need to do with Slow Down, Move Over. We're on the right track. Now we just need to expand it to everybody.
Okay, so I'm going to drop something in here. We have talked about 30 different acronyms in the last 10 minutes. And I've been on this kick about getting rid of acronyms in our industry. Like, people don't know what an ADAS is, and it sounds kind of weird anyway. Donnie said, I said earlier, BDG, that means the business development groups inside of NAPA. And I wanted anyone who is not a NAPA person to know what the hell's a BDG. Well, now you know, it's where the local NAPA auto cares get together and they help each other and they grow their businesses. They do things in the community and they share ideas. So that's the BDG. And SDMO, I'm sorry, I just said an acronym and I shouldn't. And Dawn, we need to stop saying SDMO to even ourselves, because that'll be lazy language to ourselves. And someone from the outside will be listening and saying, oh, that conversation's way too heavy for me, way too up there. I'm not included in the club. And if we said, slow down, move over, we're going to affect someone in our circle and not just be an acronym. Smartass. Sorry, but that's how I look at it.
That's a very good point. One of the startling statistics I found was there's a quarter of our drivers, when AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety did study, that are unaware of the laws themselves. So we've all got work to do. And one of the ways that AAA has been trying to raise awareness is really grassroots. Starting with our own employees a few years back, and then now with our preferred suppliers like NAPA. As part of our agreements with our suppliers, we have where we want them to make a donation to the Survivor Fund. Last year, we produced a kit for them to raise awareness within their employees, their customers. So I think each of us can do our part to raise that awareness, as Christy said, and make it more common where people are aware of this law.
Well, I hope you just collect millions.
Me too.
Yeah, that would be so wonderful. Donnie, Christy, you guys suffered a casualty a few years ago, right?
Yeah, we had a fatality on day after Thanksgiving of 2023. It's now been just finalized, but that was my worst nightmare. It was my worst phone call, and it came from a fire lieutenant from a department. He was one of my students when I was teaching him. He said, Chief, I got some bad news. He laid it on me and devastated and rocked my world. And that's the thing that we always prepare for, but there's times we did everything right and he was inside the vehicle, struck. And yeah, it was pretty rough to go through. You know, I have to tell you, I have a NAPA Auto Care in AAA. AAA has been, I have to tell you, they have been the best partner roadside by far. That's why they are the only club that we service. We don't tow for anything else, or we don't provide any other services for AAA. They're with us at every meeting. I always have one of our reps. And recently at our training, our roadside safety training, we had an executive fly up from Florida, and Jennifer sat in, and she said, I need you to do me a favor. Send this to our team. We need to use this for our fleet drivers. And it made me very proud because we're putting it out there.
Oh, you mean the training that you're doing?
The training, the safety roadside safety training we're doing. That was huge with me, because if we could teach everybody, keep that word, just don't get complacent in your training. But a lot of these towing companies, I see them all the time. There's no such thing as teaching, education, or training. They just, okay, you got a pulse, you do the job, go on the road, do that. And it's horrible. Just like the other night, no high vis on. He was so dark, he could have been struck and killed laying in a ditch, and nobody would have found him. It was just horrible.
Everyone within the sound of my voice has driven by a tow truck operator behind a vehicle, and we've seen them act badly, meaning it's like, wow, did he really realize that this traffic was coming up or this person in front of them didn't, you know, slow down and move over? You see this stuff on a personal basis, and you drive by in a flash, and you wonder if anything could have happened because you saw that it may happen. That's why I think this awareness campaign is so big. It's so strong.
And when you mention that everyone sees it, I think part of it is educating their customers too, the AAA members. When it comes to roadway safety, especially on the freeways, we have rules in place for us. We will not change your tire on the side of the road. So when we send a tow truck up, that customer gets mad. They want to be back on the road right now. Why can't I change my tire? And it's not until our dispatcher tries to do it when they call them ahead, tries to prepare them. Look, we're going to hook your car up. We're going to tow it off of the freeway to a safe location for my driver to change your tire. We're not going to charge you extra to do it, but we want to make sure everyone is safe. And it's something as simple as that. Someone going, well, no, I'll just change my tire right here, not realizing all the added dangers that they're putting in.
You know, Ryan, she brings up such a great point. How many times have we all seen someone changing a tire on the side of the road? I'm sorry, I would not do it.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody should. It's so dangerous. And just to see some of the videos of the close calls of people that are professionals that are doing it, it really goes through and says, call someone, get help, stay in your vehicle, and make sure to go through and act in a safe way.
One of the very first things that Christy brought up, which I didn't touch on, is yes, you know, we are losing drivers, but we're also losing members. There's been times where members have been struck and killed on the road. My drivers always know the three C's, your favorite acronyms, your care, custody, control. When that driver rolls up, they're at care, custody, and control of that situation.
Care, custody and control. What's custody?
Custody is having the car, securing the car, but loading it up properly. Okay. Care is taking care of that member, buckling them in, walking on the non-blood sign. Blood sign is traffic sign. We have a red line that runs down every one of our trucks on the left side. That's our blood line. We work on the passenger side.
And I mean, that's a scary thought right there.
That's why it's red. And it's reflective and it goes down there because that's a key reminder.
It's a scary thought, but it's a huge reminder.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's reflective and it goes down the side of the vehicle.
Right on top of the bed.
You're standing up, you're walking around, and there's the red line.
So what that indicates to that driver is that's the bloodline.
Go
that's
over that blood. At your own risk or
work on the passenger side. So we secure our members in the passenger side. We escort them on the passenger side, secure, belt them in. Once they're secure, then we can go to work.
Here's what's exciting about this last 2 minutes. If you're not involved in the industry and you're listening to this and you hear that and you're involved, your vehicle doesn't run and AAA shows up and you're not watching the red line, do you and your driver a favor and tell them, get off. We could be smart enough not to just sit there and do nothing and wait for this quote professional to get it all done. And remember the bloodline. It's on the left side of the truck. Wow. We can help. We can help if we get stuck. Wow.
If I can just say one more thing, though, is anyone who is in this industry has, even if they're not a tow provider, has had a tow brought into their vehicle. And so if you're sitting here thinking, slow down, move over, it's important, but I don't resonate with it, which I can't imagine anyone is. But if there is someone, remember at that time that tow truck driver brought that vehicle to you.
Yeah.
And remember to get them home safely and support this cause. Get the word out. Share it with your family, your friends, your customers, and your teams.
Great point.
6 degrees of separation. We know somebody who knows somebody, and that person who came in there went out and risked their life. They did. Wow.
Not to selfishly tie it back to Napa now, but it's kind of like what Kevin Brown was saying during our general session is focus on your now. You never know what 1 minute can do to cause a ripple effect in someone else's life or your life. And so if you spend 1 minute just reminding people about this law, how many people can it save?
Great point. Great point. The National Ownership Workshop.
Yes.
Napa Now, celebrating 100 years. We're here in the center of the expo floor with Dawn Ray, Ryan Ouellette, Lauren Briggs, and the Hudsons, Donnie and Christy Hudson. Thank you for bringing this to us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.